So this National Day of Action was coordinated and took place in over 20 cities around the country. But there were actions in some of the major, if not now, hubs previously, and there are actions that are going to be taking place going forward.
Well, tell us about the Denver action, because that happened outside the offices of Jewish Colorado, which is formerly known as the Allied Jewish Federation of Colorado. Why did you target that particular organization?
So we chose to hold our action there because last week, on November 23rd, I believe, Jewish Colorado and the Jewish Community Relations Council, which is sort of the political arm or political affiliation of Jewish Colorado, released a statement that they were not going to make any comments about any of Trump's appointments so as to remain nonpartisan. And we felt like that was unacceptable, and in coordination with this National Day of Action, provided an opportunity to link up with something that was happening around the country and also be very responsive to what's going on in our local community.
What are your main concerns about President-elect Trump's cabinet?
So the central focus and the central figurehead is, of course, Steve Bannon and Breitbart News, which he was the chairman of until joining the Trump campaign, and under his leadership, that news site turned very far to the alt-right and obviously became a home for a lot of anti-Semitism and a lot of racism and xenophobia and homophobia and misogyny in general. So I think Steve Bannon in particular stands out as for the Jewish community, something that is completely intolerable. I think in the letter that we wrote when we delivered to the Federation, we also pointed out Trump's appointments to Attorney General and to National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and Jeff Sessions, because they also have been accused of Islamophobia and dealing with anti-Semitic comments and being anti-immigration, things that we take issue with. But Steve Bannon and Breitbart News is really a home of some virulent anti-Semitism that, for someone who's 26 years old, is not something I've seen so publicly and so explicitly in the U.S. So the fact that the Jewish community is not willing to stand up against this very vocal manifestation of anti-Semitism is really appalling.
We have seen, as you said, a lot of very overt anti-Semitic actions, statements, words being used recently. There was that white supremacist gathering in Washington, D.C., where we saw the Nazi salute being done and people, you know, calling out Trump's name and Nazi propaganda actually being read out in German. Are we seeing some of the major Jewish organizations responding to those very overt anti-Semitic statements and actions?
Yeah, there are institutions that are responding and organizations. And to be fair, there are organizations that have spoken out directly against Steve Bannon's appointment, directly against some of the things that he's said and that he's been affiliated with. And in response directly to these events, one organization, the Anti-Defamation League, has been on the right side making statements and taking a stand against these types of manifestations of anti-Semitism, but still on a national level and locally, we haven't seen action from the federations of the Jewish federations of North America, and also from AIPAC, and the Zionist Organization of America even last week invited Steve Bannon to speak at their annual gala, and if not, they're actually had a protest outside that he didn't end up attending. But the lines are quickly being drawn, and that the target message for yesterday was that we were drawing the line and saying that we will go no further. And it's clear which organizations are willing to take a stand and which aren't.
What have we seen locally here in Colorado, maybe that our listeners aren't familiar with? Because we've reported on, you know, swastikas being graffitied on local schools. And I mentioned there the organization, the Gathering of White Supremacists in Washington, D.C. But what are you seeing on a local level here in Colorado?
On a local level, I think the incidents that you mentioned are sort of the standouts. And it's something that, I don't know if you could say that we're lucky that we haven't seen a lot of incidents, but I think that's something that came out last night in particular in the community that, that came to the demonstration was that a lot of people grew up here who are older and grew up in a time where the KKK had a stronger presence here. And they remember marches where there were neo-Nazi salutes and neo-Nazi chants. And we're certainly not there, and we certainly hope that we won't get there. But I think for some of these people who have been in Denver for 30, 40, 50 years, it's frightening. And they're worried that they're going to see a return to some of what history has brought to these areas.
And why do you think organizations like Jewish Colorado, formerly the Allied Jewish Federation of Colorado, why are they not taking a vocal stance against this anti-Semitism?
The official policy is that they don't want to be partisan and political. And I think that's part of it. I think a lot of it has to do with stakeholders and who is being appealed to. And I think that, generally speaking, and I think this is true in our local community, the largest donors are the ones who are going to be least willing to speak out against these kinds of things and maybe in support of these kinds of things. During Trump's campaign, Larry Mizell, for example, hosted a Trump fundraiser, and he's a major donor in the Jewish community. So I think that the money is on the side of nonpartisanship, and we're trying to show that the people and the voices are on the side of making statements.